The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
How's it, Terence?
Hello, Darren.
What are we doing today?
I'll tell you what, it's all good today.
Really?
So I'm kicking off this thing. I want to do this every month where I find an ordinary South African who's just doing an extraordinary thing, something to make a difference, right?
Nice.
And so the first, we're kicking off with, her name is Zila Poe, and she lives on the South Coast, and what started out as a little beach project for her has now turned into this full-time passion mission to make a difference in her little nook on the South Coast. Yeah. So what she's done is she's incredibly environmentally savvy. She's passionate about the environment. So when she saw the degradation of the sand dunes and the vegetation in front of her new house that she bought on the South Coast, she decided she was not going to wait for the municipality. She was just going to fix the problem herself. Now, dune erosion occurs when storm surges elevates waves higher on the beach, allowing them to attack and erode the coastal dunes.
Yeah, that's quite a thing.
It is a thing, and they serve as an important purpose to protecting inland areas from coastal water intrusion.
Yeah.
And so what can happen is through years of degradation, you can form a scarp in front of your house. Mm. But what she's done is completely regenerate the area in front of her house. This is Zila, how did your dune regeneration initiative come about?
We bought a property, I think it was in 2009, that runs right onto the beach. There is an Admiralty in front of us, and it's one of a very few properties that's actually still got direct access to the beach. Mm. And it just started with us noticing a lot of lantana and alien invaders in the Admiralty, that we started removing that and replacing it with, you know, indigenous plants.
Mm.
And walking along the coastline, yeah, and the South Coast, you know, the more remote areas, we saw how beautiful it was and how nice the dunes were grown with the plants. And looking at the dune in front of us, it was bare. So we did a bit of research. Australia, New Zealand, very, very, you know, high on their priority list is saving the dunes.
Right.
Also got the Parks Department, Bruce Blake, and Forestry in, and, you know, sort of got their advice. And that's how we started.
So why do you think it was necessary?
You know that if you just leave it, it will eventually encroach, and it will just get further and more degrade and encroach onto your properties. So by saving the dunes, we actually you're preserving your own properties.
And why was this project so important to you in particular, Zila?
I'm an absolute fanatic when it comes to nature. You're preserving it for you know, your kids and the generation after you. If you just leave it, there's going to be nothing left. It's going to be destroyed.
And I believe that tourists also had a part in destroying this part of the beach.
You know, very much so, but I also believe that a lot of it is ignorance. As we were building and working on the beach, and we saw people, you know, going into the areas that we've now sort of cordoned off, we tell them, you know, this is what we're doing, and they actually, they, oh, is that what it is all about?
Mm.
We've also put some boards up with the plovers nesting. There's birds nesting. So that also deters them. So I think it's just if there's more education and people are made aware of it, even the nannies that walk along the beach picking up the rubbish, we've told them, please don't put sticks and leaves in your bags. Just throw them in the beach project.
What an amazing woman.
Incredible.
But, I mean, Terence, dune regeneration is not easy. It's expensive. It's labor-intensive. It's a thing.
It's incredibly expensive. And you know what? This is a complete labor of love for her. You know, they've made such a huge difference on the beach, and they contribute to keeping the verge fronting clean, keeping the railway line clean as well. They're clearing alien vegetation, litter, and generally beautifying that South Coast and restoring to what it once was. Zila, your initiative has ignited the entire community to do something.
Absolutely. You cannot believe the involvement of the community.
Tell me about what they're doing.
Well, they're on board. We've started a trust where we employ the unemployed people. We train them, and the neighbors and the community chip in with their daily wage. And then if we do get the tree fellers chopping a tree or whatever, we get the team together, and let's say Cabana Del Mar wants work done in front of their beach, they chip in, and we work the beach in front. We take the logs through, we take the leaves through, we build the barricades. And so each and every property has gotten involved. You know, their daily clippings, whatever, they take it down to the beach and we lay it down. So it's all reusable stuff. It's not going to the dump.
And do you think that this initiative has made any difference?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You cannot believe in the 7 years that we've worked it, how it has changed. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. If a person could just, you know, if you could see it and see the before and after photographs, you would be amazed.
See, obviously the South Coast is not the only area with this kind of problem.
No.
So people living in other parts of the country who are having this kind of problem, what advice do you have for them?
You know, if each person just starts, like they say, in your own little backyard, you will make a difference. We've even started cleaning the verge. It looks like a park. Yeah. So, you know, don't wait for municipality or somebody else to do it. Just if each person just does your own little bit in front of your own property, it will make a difference. It will definitely make a difference.
And I think the important thing for me is that, you know, you're getting no remuneration or anything for this.
It's just so rewarding. It's beautiful. It looks nice. And, you know, it is rewarding when you walk down to the beach and you see, oh, there's another little plant coming up. I cannot tell you how rewarding it is. And it's clean and it's safe.
Sita, thank you so much for talking to us. I really applaud your work that you're doing down in the South Coast, and just continue to do well.
Thank you very much. And if ever you're down this side, give me a shout. I'd love to show you.
We will take you up on that.
I am going. Do you want to come with me?
Yeah, we'll get on the South Coast. Zila Po, you are a legend from all of us and the East Coast. Thank you for keeping us beautiful. She's amazing.
Amazing.
Three more people like you, Zila. Thank you very much.
Darren, Kerry and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.